We present Mr. Willow's Wife by Ray Cooney and John Chapman, starring Moira Lister, Terence Alexander, and Doris Hare. Episode 2, Together Again.
Paul?
Mm.
Anything interesting in the paper?
Mm.
Finish your breakfast?
Mm.
Ready for eggs?
Mm.
Paul?
Mm.
There's a naked woman.
Where?
Just check. Are you ready for your eggs?
I said yes, please, darling.
Did you? You're very clever. You made it sound like, mmm.
Felicity, what are you chuntering on about?
Oh, I'm just trying to get a conversation going. You've been up an hour, and all you've contributed so far is a sneeze, a couple of yawns, and a series of grunts.
What do you expect at 8 o'clock in the morning, Noel, coward? I love you, you're very pretty, and you're my favorite wife, okay?
I think you're more expressive with the grunts.
Yeah.
I don't know, the more we're together, the less we have to say to each other.
What do you want me to say?
What do you feel like saying?
Nothing.
It's the same in the evening. You watch television and I sew. Or you play golf and I watch television.
Well, sometimes we have friends in.
Then we all watch television. We never speak to each other. We never do anything together. When was the last time we did something together? Don't answer that.
Look, we're going to be together at the end of the month. 2 weeks in France, remember?
Yes, but that's a holiday. We never do things together in our own home. And I don't mean just us. I'm not the only one in this state.
That's encouraging.
Do you know what 10 million housewives are doing at this moment?
Not offhand, no.
They're doing nothing.
Then there's going to be a lot of husbands late for work.
I mean they're doing nothing with their husbands, and it'll be the same this evening. There'll be the same 10 million housewives still doing nothing with their husbands, and they're all doing nothing with their husbands, and they're not even doing it together.
Leave those thoughts with me, and I'll try and work it out during the course of the day.
Yes, well, I bet you do more than sneeze and grunt when you see your secretary first thing in the morning.
Oh, I do. I rush in, grab her, and say, I love you, I want you, so let's make wild, passionate love over the desk.
Oh, put me down, you fool.
Oh, darling. Darling.
Oh, mind the marmalade.
Sorry, Beatty, you never stop.
Oh, morning, Annie.
No, we're just having breakfast.
Yeah. Oh, is that what you call it? I hate to say this, Mr. Willow, but I'm afraid your wife is a raving nymphaholic.
I'd like a little less of that, please, Nanny.
Well, that's not the impression that I got.
Are you having breakfast with us, Nanny?
No, I've had mine in me room. And the postman's been, the letter from the twins.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I hope they're settling down at the new school.
I had a postcard, too.
Oh, bless their little hearts.
Smacked their little bottoms. Cost me 10 new pence. There was no stamp on it. And the joke on the postcard, filthy. And when I've worked it out, I'm going to tell them off.
Well, what do the boys say in their letter, darling?
It's one of their shorter ones.
Oh?
You know, we're shorter this and shorter that.
That's a little more subtle than a gimme letter.
Well, they both seem happy enough.
Their spelling still retains a flamboyant disregard for convention.
Where?
We have super fun in the gym.
Well?
Gym.
J-I-M. What's wrong with that?
It's G-Y-M.
Oh, yes, that's the other way of spelling it. But, I mean, anyone would understand what they meant.
Provided the two P's in super don't throw you.
Anyway, John's doing jolly well at cricket.
Yeah, 16 runs against Highfield College.
Oh, I like this one. Huh? Last Saturday, we had a school dance against St. Hilda's.
Yeah, I hope they won.
Well, I hadn't realized they were going to be caught up with women. I hope you've given them enough pocket money, darling.
A pound a term each should be plenty, to say nothing of the weekly Red Cross parcels you send them.
Well, if I was at the boys' school, I couldn't manage on a pound a term.
If you were at the boys' school, you wouldn't have to. But it's important we don't give them too much. That's how they're learning the value of money, their first lesson in economy.
Mr. Willow, will you be passing the postbox on your way to work?
Yes.
Could you pop this letter in for me? It's for the boys.
Yes, certainly.
Oh, by the way, Mrs. Willow, what are the domestic plans for today?
Washing and shopping this morning, ironing and cleaning the silver this afternoon.
Lovely. So long as I know what you're doing, I can keep out of your way.
You're very thoughtful.
Nah, don't mention it. And don't forget me letter now, Mr. Willow.
You know.
It's got the boys' booster in it.
Booster?
Yes, they tell me they're a bit short, so every month I send them a pound.
So much for my economy lesson.
Do you think we could touch up for some of the fees as well?
It's a good idea. Yeah, are my eggs ready?
Yeah, I've been keeping them warm. Here they are.
Heavens above, what's this?
Well, I thought you'd like a change from boiled eggs. It's an omelette.
Is it? You could have fooled me.
Yes, a sweet omelette with strawberry jam and topped off with double whipped cream. It
looks like an accident going somewhere to happen.
It's a recipe I learn at my cookery class.
Have you paid for those classes?
Of course.
You were robbed.
Oh, go on, try it. It'll get cold. Now I've got more time on my hands, I intend to be more adventurous. From now on, I'm going to try and excite you in the kitchen.
Smashing.
I'll take a mouthful of omelette.
It would be too rich for breakfast.
I'll try it first.
Okay.
Well?
Dollop of chocolate sauce and you've got a knickerbocker glory.
You're just an old stick in the mud.
I'm certainly stuck in something.
Hey, wait a minute. There's something we could do together.
What?
Cookery classes. Oh,
don't be ridiculous.
No, it'd be fun.
Well, if I wanted to go to be a cook, I'd have gone into the catering corps. Now, I suppose you'd like me to join your dressmaking class as well.
Good idea. You could run up a shirt or two.
I'll stick to television.
Oh, darling, it doesn't have to be a domestic class. There are dozens of other courses. Sculpture, mechanical engineering, Japanese paper folding.
Go no further. I've been a thwarted Japanese paper folder for years. No, I tell you what, look, you decide on one and then surprise me.
Really?
Yeah. If you want a touch of togetherness, I'll go along with you.
Oh, darling.
Mm. Oh, that was nice. Give us another one.
Oh, pleasure.
More, please.
Darling, you'll be late for work.
Who cares?
Much more of this, and the course will have to be baby care.
Avez-vous une chambre pour une nuit?
Jolly good. Well done. It seems to lack something.
Well, maybe I'm getting tired. They give us a heck of a lot of homework at that institute.
Oh, you'd be more exhausted doing Japanese paper folding. Anyway, a French course was an obvious choice with this holiday coming up.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And we're doing something together. Just the two of us learning French in our own petite maison. Moi et mon husband. Félicite et Paul.
Oh, mon Dieu.
Right, off we go again.
Well, haven't I finished?
No, 50 phrases each.
Yeah, well, don't forget it's your turn coming up.
Oh, I've done my homework. Je ne suis pas scared.
Je vois.
Now, here's your last one. I do not understand. Speak more slowly, so, please.
I've learnt that one. Now, je ne comprends pas. Parlez plus lentement, s'il vous plaît.
That's very good, Paul. Yeah. Très bien, mon cherry trifle.
Mercy.
Now, the only criticism I have is that you seemed rather English.
What on earth does that mean?
Well, these French are more expressive with their gestures. You stood there looking like a British undertaker. Try waggling your hands a bit.
Oh, Felicity.
Well, you may as well look the part.
Oh, very well.
Now, get the hands moving this time.
Je ne comprends pas. Parlez plus lentement, s'il vous plaît.
You look as though you're sifting flour. Relax, let your arms go.
Je ne comprends pas. Parlez plus...
Steady on, darling, you'll take off.
Well, if it's all the same to you, I'll stick to speaking French and looking British.
Oh, persevere, dear. You're nearly there. I think the knack is you to keep the upper arm still and just move the elbows and wrists.
You should have gone in for that puppetry course.
Oh, it's fun, though, isn't it, doing things together again? Now, come, once more with feeling.
Je ne comprends pas. Parlez plus lentement, s'il vous plaît.
Very good.
Yeah, I don't look like an undertaker anymore.
No. A policeman directing traffic on a busy crossing.
Charming.
Oh, a French policeman, though. Mm. Now, finish off with the days of the week.
Yeah, lundi, mardi, mercredi, jeudi, vendredi, samedi, dimanche. Look, no hands.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, now it's your turn.
Right.
Now, let's see how you're getting on with your pronunciation. That's what he said you had to work at. Start with this one here, top of the page. There.
Yes. J'aimerais me faire...
Excuse me, Mrs. Bonaparte.
Qu'est-ce que c'est, Nanny?
You what?
What do you want?
I was wondering if you'd be wanting hot chocolate before you go to bed.
Oh, good idea, yes.
Lovely, then you can make me a cup at the same time.
Can't you
get it's all right, darling. Don't worry, Nanny. Mrs. Willow will make you some.
Ah, fine. And then if you wouldn't mind bringing it up for me, Mr. Willow.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't impose normally, but I can't manage the stairs and the carrying things. It's me hip. It's given me jip. It happened the last time I was scrubbing the floor.
Oh, a childhood accident, was it?
You see what I have to put up with, Mr. Willow.
Bonsoir, Nanny. Dormez bien.
Ah, that's a heathen language, that is. You wouldn't catch me going into French parts. Don't forget me drink, Mr. Willow.
You wouldn't like a little three-course meal as well?
Not tonight, Josephine.
She's getting worse, Paul. You'll have to speak to her.
Oh, never mind her now. We're together and enjoying ourselves. Now, where were we?
Yes. J'aimerais me faire raiser.
Again?
J'aimerais me faire raiser.
There's something missing.
Well, I can't wave my hands about. I'm holding the book.
Yeah, no, I think you're not bringing in your E.
My E?
Well, you remember the teacher telling us how important the E sound was, you know, getting the lips out and E.
J'aimerais me faire...
Oh, stop sticking your ooh in and let me finish.
No need to get angry.
I wasn't angry.
We're together.
I know.
For heaven's sake, you were correcting me.
Well, you're getting it all wrong.
So are you.
I'm not.
You're not getting your ee into it.
How the dickens can I get a ooh into it when there isn't even a damn ee in the damn thing?
Well, don't get so upset, darling.
It's a very stupid phrase anyway. I mean, how often am I going to say to a French barber, I would like a shave?
That's hardly the point. Now, go on to the next one.
Well, that's pretty stupid, too. My handlebars are twisted. Where's the post office?
Look, if you're going to be silly, we may as well forget the whole thing.
Well, there was no need to criticise my ooh. It
sounded a bit flat, that was all.
Oh, so now I've got a flat ooh.
Now, I know why 10 million husbands are doing nothing with their housewives.
It may interest you to know that the very thing you're criticising was commented on by the tutor.
Really?
Yes, really. He told me I had a very beautiful ooh.
I never heard him say that.
You weren't there.
What do you mean I wasn't there? Of course I was there.
During coffee break, he got me in the corner.
Did he?
Yes. He was showing me how to pucker my lips.
Well, what have you done that gets you this individual attention?
Oh, don't be silly.
Well, he's never taught me how to pucker my lips.
Well, let's get on with our homework.
He's paid
we?
To teach French, not to give puckering lessons.
Darling.
And certainly not in the coffee break.
All right.
And definitely not in the corner.
Hang on, darling. Let's get together again and practice the phrases.
I've got a better idea. You do your sewing and I'll watch television. Felicity, what are you doing?
Trying to shut the case.
But I'd already shut it.
I forgot to pack these evening dresses.
You've got evening dresses in your other case.
Only two.
Well, surely you're not going to need five of them.
Well, we might go out one evening.
I'll work that out later. Yeah, but don't forget, we're staying in a farmhouse halfway down the Loire Valley. You won't be parading down the Champs-Élysées.
I don't mind where we are or what we do. It's going to be a très bon excursion.
Oui, avec beaucoup de manger.
And beaucoup de drinker. Lunch, beaucoup de vin blanc. Oui. Dîner, beaucoup de vin rouge.
And after dinner...
beaucoup de hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh.
Shall I take the cases out and put them in the car?
Yes, please. Oh, I hope I've remembered all the clothes I wanted to take.
So do I. It's jolly sweet of you to find room for my sports jacket and trousers. Did you pack my shaving stuff?
Yes, toothbrushes, toothpaste, and all the tablets. I've got my car sick pills, sleeping pills, funny tummy pills, vitamin pills.
What about you?
Yes, I got those.
Good. Right, well, let's get moving.
Paul.
What now?
You know something funny.
Know it? I married it.
No, seriously. I get all excited about going on holiday, and yet that split second before I actually go... I can't think why I want to leave our lovely home.
Could I have a word?
I've remembered why.
Hey, what is it, Danny?
What do you want me to do about your lettuce?
Do you mean the one in the fridge or the one in the post?
Do you want me to send on your letters?
Yeah, no, Nanny, only if they're vital.
Ah, lovely, I can open them then.
We've left the address by the telephone.
I know, I've seen it. I think you're mad. Motoring 600 miles to stick yourself away in the wilds.
It's a charming farmhouse in a picturesque village.
Well, you won't know that till you get there, will you? Judging by those photographs they sent you, it looked pretty grim. Overlooking a cemetery, wasn't it?
Well, it just happens to back onto the old village church.
That's a funny way to spend a holiday with the tombstones. You wouldn't find me dead in a graveyard.
Goodbye, Nanny.
Bye, Nanny.
Goodbye.
I think this is it.
Oh, it can't be. It's nothing like the photograph.
No, but that was in colour. Now we're looking at it in the drizzle.
It can't be the right place.
Must be. There's the graveyard.
But it's bigger than the village.
That old building over there, that must be the farmhouse. Come on, out you get. I bet this is a picture when the sun's shining.
Yes, I suppose you're right. What's that real French country smell?
A real French country cowshed. Come on, darling. Lead me up the garden path.
It's a bit quiet, isn't it?
It's beautifully peaceful.
Not a soul to be seen.
That explains the size of the cemetery. Yeah. Oh. There we are, then.
And where's the bell?
I think you have to pull that rather suggestive chain. Mm. Don't look so worried.
I'm not worried. I'm just working out how to say, good morning, we've arrived.
Well, if you're working that out, we're in for a pretty sticky fortnight.
I mean, is it nous avons arrivé or nous sommes ici?
I think good morning will be sufficient. The fact that we've arrived will be pretty obvious to them.
Yes, but I mean, I want us to make a good impression with our French.
As long as I remember my U and you waggle your arms, we'll be all right.
Bonjour, bonjour. Je suis ravie de vous voir. J'espère que vous avez passé un bon voyage.
Bonjour. Nous sommes... nous avons...
We've arrived.
Yeah. Êtes-vous Madame Rondeberg?
Oui. Vous êtes Monsieur et Madame Willy?
Pardon?
Vous êtes Monsieur et Madame Willy?
Non. Non. Le nom est Willow, actually.
Ah, Monsieur et Madame Willow, actually.
Yeah, non, non. Monsieur et Madame Willow.
Yeah, he's the monsieur and I'm the madame. Well, when I say madame, I don't really...
Be quiet. Monsieur Willow et Madame Willow.
Ah, Willow, pas Willy.
That's probably my husband's bad writing.
Pardon?
Yeah, go on, clever dick, expliquez-vous.
Mon mari's writing, écrit, est très mal. Parce que il écrit très vite. Vous pensez that my husband's Willow was his Willy?
You keep going, girl.
When I say his Willy, naturally I don't mean his...
Yeah, that's enough. Forgive my wife, she needs a holiday. Ma femme désire une vacance.
Je ne comprends pas.
Ma femme désire une vacance.
Darling, I think it's the waving of your arms that's confusing her. Holiday. Vacances, madame.
Ah, comme c'est calme ici. Où sont vos bagages?
Our cases? Dans l'automobile.
Laissez, mon mari vous les portera.
I beg your pardon?
I think she said her husband will bring them in. Merci, madame.
Il n'y a pas de quoi. Henri, amène les bagages.
Alors, je les mange.
Suivez-moi, s'il vous plaît.
How are we doing?
I don't think we've damaged the L'Entente Cordiale too much.
Yeah. Well, come on, darling, after you.
Oh, beautiful old place. Look at those beams.
Yes.
They said it was 200 years old.
So's the paintwork.
Voilà. La cuisine.
Ah, the kitchen.
Struth.
Paul, shoo.
It's vast. I wonder when the Foreign Legion moved out.
Darling.
What about that pong of garlic?
Pardon, monsieur?
No, he said we've just come along from Harlech. Quelle charmante cuisine, madame.
Oh, merci beaucoup. Vous habitez ici comme faisant partie de la famille. Est-ce que ça vous plaît?
What do we say to that?
I'll ask her if she speaks any English. Pardon, Madame Rondeberg.
Oui?
Parlez-vous any anglais?
Oh, a very small little.
Oh, your very small little, eh, jolly bon. Now, Madame Rondeberg, could you repeatez-vous qu'est-ce que vous avez last said?
In this kitchen, we are all familiar.
Well, what?
Yeah, I think she means there's no sitting room and we all muck in here with the family.
Oh, that's all right by me.
Voudrez-vous du vin avant déjeuner?
I think I heard wine mentioned amongst that lot.
Oh, yes. Yeah, du vin, s'il vous plaît. Nous sommes en vacances and nous sommes going to avoir bon temps.
Pardon?
Oh, just shut up, darling, and let her get the wine.
Désirez-vous rouge ou blanc?
What do you want, darling? Red or white?
Red, I think.
Well, white's nicer for lunch.
All right, white.
Well, on the other hand...
Bottle of rosé, please.
Une bouteille de rosé. Oui, attends.
You know, I said we should have gone to Bournemouth.
Give it a chance, darling. The main thing is it's a rest. Just the two of us with no nanny bursting in every time we're having a cuddle. Come on, waggle those sexy hands and give us a French cuddle.
Mm, cuddle française coming up.
Alors,
you, Mr. Rondeberg?
Adieu, Rondeberg.
Darling, he probably doesn't speak a word of English. Pardon, monsieur. Mille fois pardon. Vous êtes Monsieur Rondeberg, n'est-ce pas?
Now we're getting somewhere. Well done, Paul. You
know, he could be a little deaf. Êtes vous Monsieur Rondeberg?
Don't press your luck, dear. I don't think the natives are friendly.
Well, he was probably introducing himself and telling us that he'd got the cases in.
Oh, merci, Monsieur Rondeberg. Vous êtes très gentil. Not at all. Darling, you don't think he's waiting for a tip, do you?
No.
No, he seems quite happy just standing there looking at us. Yes, Mr. Rondeau, we had a terrible journey on the way over.
Oh, blimey, don't start on that.
I mean, I'm only trying to be polite. Your country roads, monsieur. Votre route française. Our automobile had a Paul. What's the French for puncture?
Oh, I don't know. Bang bang.
Yeah. My husband and I had a big bang bang outside Fontainebleau.
Oh! For God's sake, don't try and tell him about the grit in the carburetor.
Well, we met your charming wife, votre femme charmante.
Oh, yeah.
I think they've got a slight togetherness problem as well.
Voici le vin rosé.
Ah, c'est...
Henri, pas pour toi, tu es un souleur. Porte les bagages à nous. Ensuite, tu m'aideras à préparer le déjeuner.
Oui, pourri.
Zut alors, idiot.
Mais...
Pardon, please forgive my husband.
No, not at all. He was most interesting.
He is, how you say, a little...
Balmy?
Yeah. That means eccentric.
Ah, oui, excentrique.
Yeah. Voulez-vous drink du vin avec us?
Pour moi?
Oui, pour vous, madame.
Oh, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, what a beautiful sparkling rosé, madame.
Oh, merci, madame. Here we are, how you say, making our own wine.
Oh, Paul, isn't that gorgeous?
Yes, formidable. Santé.
Santé.
My husband treads the grapes himself. Est-ce que tout est en ordre?
It's just the bubbles got up my nose.
Comment?
The bubbles, the boo-bells. Connaissez?
Boo-bells?
Oui, like in champagne.
Ah, you also want champagne?
No. I was saying the boo-bells in your rosé are similar... La même chose as the boo-bells in the champagne. You know, the boo-bells. Well,
before you launch into the boo-bells of Scotland, let's unpack. Madame, où est our bedroom? Chambre.
Non, monsieur, pas de chambre.
What?
Pas de chambre.
No bedroom.
Follow me, please. For sleeping, I take you to my daughter.
Daughter?
Yes, every night you go up to my daughter.
He does nothing of the kind.
Yeah. Hang on, dear, look, I'm looking it up. Dortoir, dormitory.
Oh, that's all right. I thought she said...
Dormitory?
Dormitory. Il est très bon. It is very quiet this week. You share with only one person.
Share?
Oh, no. No dormitory, pas de dortoir. Nous sommes ici on holiday. In fact, nous sommes ici on second honeymoon, not on exhibition. You said in your letter, votre epistle française, that we should have a large bedroom. Now, I don't want to split chevaux, but a large bedroom is not a dormitory. And I grant you, of course, a dormitory could be described as a large bedroom. But in England, when you say a dormitory, or at least a large bedroom, or even an ordinary bedroom, you don't expect to get, and you certainly wouldn't be given them. Paul, say something.
I pass.
This is most pleasant. I have been the only visitor for the last week. I can't tell you how happy I am to have company in the dormitory. Where was I with the joke? Yes. So the Englishman says to the Irishman, "You do that, but don't tell him that your name is Murphy." I love your English jokes. And your humor.
Thank you.
Wonderful language for making the puns, Mrs. Vello.
Yes, wonderful language for making puns.
We can swap the English jokes, yeah?
Nine. I mean, I don't know any, I'm afraid.
Oh, don't you? Then I can go through my repertoire.
Oh, don't put yourself to that trouble.
But no trouble. I could tell jokes all night.
I think you have, actually.
Goodness, yes.
It's gone midnight.
And the baby not bathed yet. Did I tell you the one? Did I tell you the one about the vicar and the parrot?
Yes, as a matter of fact, you did.
Honestly, I think it's time we all went to bed.
Mm. But we are in bed. We are sitting up in bed, in our pajamas, all telling jokes.
Yeah, we're not all telling jokes.
I think my wife's beginning to feel a bit drowsy, Herr Schmidt.
Oh, please, call me Wolfgang.
Thank you, Herr Schmidt. Yeah. But you see, we had to make a very early start this morning.
That's probably why I'm feeling a bit shivery, darling.
I was wondering why you were wearing your husband's raincoat. Yes. Did I tell you that I am coming to England for part of my holiday?
No.
I will come and visit you, yes?
Yeah, well...
it'll be miles out of your way.
Where do you come from?
Scotland.
Wales.
Above. On the border, actually.
Herr Schmidt, wouldn't
please, you... Wolfgang.
Please, Wolfgang. Wouldn't you rather have one of those beds at the other end of the dormitory? Then you could sort of spread your belongings.
Oh, no. This is much more intimate for chatting.
I know, but your bed stuck between our two like this, I mean...
No. This is very good for international relations.
It's okay for international, not so good for marital.
Oh, you want to be a little nearer? Oh, then come into my bed. Huh? No. I mean, of course, exchange the beds.
Yes, well, it's hardly worth the trouble now. It'll be dawn soon.
Yes, it is worth it, darling. We may as well tell Wolfgang.
Tell him what?
We're on our honeymoon.
Felicity!
Honeymoon! I never realized.
Yes, we never realized we'd be in a dormitory either.
In that case, I'll move half a dozen beds.
I'll give you a hand.
Look, let's just put the lights out and go to sleep.
Now, Paul, you carry Wolfgang's blankets.
No, he will need all his strength. You see, I know many honeymoon jokes.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Will you be all right up there in the corner, Wolfgang?
Yes, I'm sure I will.
Sleep well then, Wolfgang.
Thank you, and you?
I'll turn the lights out. There we are, Paul.
You've finished your rounds, have you, Miss Nightingale?
I thought I solved the problem rather well.
Dear, he'd have dropped off eventually. Now he'll be lying there all night waiting.
Well, at least we're together. I'll push my bed up against yours.
Oh, hang on, Felicity.
Oh, sorry, darling.
Oh, can't you be more careful?
Well, it's so dark.
Is everything all right down there?
Yeah, fine, thanks, Wolfgang, fine. Good night, Wolfgang. Schlafen Sie gut, Wolfgang.
Oh, you never told me you spoke...
Good night, Wolfgang. Felicity, get under the bedclothes and shut up.
Okay.
Not my bedclothes.
Well, it's legal, isn't it?
Of course it is, but there isn't room for the two of us.
Why not? We're only holding hands.
Well, you know that, and I know that, but does witty Wolfgang know it?
You called.
No, it's all right. Good night.
There we are now. Isn't it cozy, snug as two bugs in a rug?
I shall be set solid in the morning.
Give us a kiss.
Oh, good night, darling.
My lovely man.
My dizzy wife.
Give me another kiss.
You know what this could lead to, don't you?
Only a cuddle?
I shall fall out of bed.
No, you won't. I'll hold on to you. Is that okay?
Well, not if you just want to stick to cuddling, is it?
No. Behave.
What are you starting?
Paul?
I'm only cuddling.
Paul.
No, don't worry.
What's that?
Someone came in, I think.
They're getting into the next bed.
Excuse me.
No, not him.
Then.
Oh, hello, Nanny.
Has everything been all right here?
Well, mostly. But the school telephoned to say that both the boys are down with chickenpox. And there's been a complaint from next door about the dog. Or the basin in me room overflowed, bringing some of the plaster down in your bedroom.
But otherwise, everything's all right.
I suppose you had a terrible holiday in that French mall.
No, wonderful. Absolutely super. Can't wait to go back next year, can we, Paul?
No, can't wait.
Well, I'll go and put the tea on. By the time you've emptied the car, you'll be ready for it. Oh, and I'm looking forward to me present.
Well, no great change here.
And remember, darling.
What?
For heaven's sake, don't tell her we came home 10 days ago and stayed in Bournemouth.
In Mr. Willow's Wife, the parts were played as follows. Felicity, Moira Lister, Paul, Terence Alexander, Nanny, Doris Hare, Madame Rondeberg, Miriam Margolis, Henri Rondeberg, John Chapman, Wolfgang Schmidt, Ray Cooney. Together Again was written by Ray Cooney and John Chapman and produced by David Hatch.